This is an episode you do not want to miss. For all of my Bravo fans out there, this one is inspired by the outtakes in life, the things that we didn't want you to know, but we are laying it all out there. We are taking you behind the scenes of some of the worst mistakes we've made behind the chair, our most embarrassing stories, and some that just make you want to laugh. But in all seriousness, we can all relate. So if you have an embarrassing or funny story of something that happened to you behind the chair, DM me at Hair by Sam Lacoste, and I want to share it. So without further ado, welcome to our first episode of Secrets Revealed. It's no secret hairstylists have the best job in the world. The ability to make connections with different people, make people feel beautiful, and transform others' lives. But sometimes we forget to take care of ourselves, set aside time to work on our business, not just in it, and take a moment to appreciate the amazing industry we get to be a part of every single day. My name is Samantha Lacoste, and I am a hairstylist, salon owner, and educator, and I'm so excited that you are here to stay inspired and grow from some amazing people in our industry. And I'll let you in on a secret. You might just find out that you're not alone. We are all human and have so much more to learn in this thing called life. Welcome to the secret life of a hairstylist. So I couldn't just leave my co-stars of this episode, leave them hanging, because I should also share a story of my own and not just leave it all to them. So here is my secrets revealed. When I was a young hairstylist, I was probably like 3 years into the industry, and I was cutting somebody's hair, and her husband, just to like preface this story, her husband would like stand over my shoulder and like tell me how to cut her hair and walk me through it, and then just like tell me how she wants it done, but she would never like say anything. And so he was just kind of always hovering around, and it made me a little nervous, but I was more concerned for her than anything, because I'm just like speak up for yourself, like tell me what you want. I don't want to just know what your husband wants for your hair. But he would always like kind of like just walk me through her haircut. And so being a young person too, like I was young as a person, not just in the industry, so I didn't really know like how to handle this situation. So I just kind of like let him do his thing. But just luckily in this moment, he was not looking, because instead of taking, so what sometimes what I would do is I would take like a thin section of hair if they have like really, really thick hair. And I know that their hair can handle this technique. This was something I was taught as an apprentice. So I would take like a thin slice of hair in the kind of like occipital area, and I would use a thinning shear just to like shed out, just reduce the weight in the hair. And I didn't realize, but I picked up my scissors instead of my texture shears, and I cut out a chunk of her hair. It was like a small enough section, thankfully. Like I just take fine sections, but like luckily that her husband was not looking in that moment, because he would have had like a total freak out on me. She would never know. And it's going to grow back. It's fine. It was a fine section. They never even noticed. But I just was mortified in this moment that I had just taken out a chunk of her hair with my scissors instead of using texture shears. So word to the wise, make sure to use, or make sure like what scissors you have in your hands before you cut somebody's hair. So this is like my one story. I have like probably 5 billion more stories to tell. So I'm going to, every now and then throughout these episodes, I will share a story of something that happened to me behind the chair, and I'll give it the rest of the stories to my wonderful guests on this podcast. So I hope you enjoy the rest of the stories. So we have Laura Nelson here, and she is sharing her
her story. So this is secrets revealed. Go ahead, Laura.
Okay, so when I first went on the floor as a hairstylist, I graduated hair school. I got my first job as a stylist. I worked at a Holiday Hair, which, if you guys don't know, it's a chain salon. I think my haircuts were like $16 or something like that. A month after I went on the floor, I went on the floor in November, end of November. So this was like, I remember it so vividly in my head. It was December 23rd, right before Christmas. And we were in the Christmas rush and everyone's coming in, and I had a client sit in my chair who wanted like a shoulder length layered haircut. And obviously being brand new and having, the minimal education you get in hair school, like I wasn't perfect at doing it yet. So I thought, like, okay, shoulder length, I need to do the perfect 90 degree layered haircut that we learned in hair school. And so I did it, and I fucked her hair up so bad. It was like there was like a shelf under her ears and then like a step down to the back, because like I didn't like correlate the fact that like her hairline in the back was way farther than it does in the front, because there's like an ear there. Yeah, so that was my like one thing that I still to this day I remember, and I never made that mistake again. I figured out how to properly layer that shape. But like, oh my gosh, to this day it still like hurts my soul that I fucked her hair up so badly 2 days before Christmas. Thankfully she was incredibly kind about it. But I remember like walking in the back room and like looking in the stylist and being like, I just fucked up. And I don't know
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I legitimately like having so many flashbacks to haircuts, especially in hair school, where I didn't even know like how to take out that like under piece, the like the stuff that flips out at the back. And like so many times where I just have like all these like weird wings like coming out of the back, and the teacher like never came over to help with that. It's like, I need help.
Right?
Yeah, but some weird things have happened, but they have to understand we're new, so.
Yep.
Oh my
It
gosh.
is what it is. You're getting a $16 haircut, it's a $16 haircut,
Yeah, you get what you pay for.
Yeah. Eventually, I went on, I learned better, and like, later in my career, I became a stylist. Like, I still, even not behind the chair, I haven't been behind the chair in almost 2 years now, and I still get old clients that reach out to me and they're like, no one has cut my hair like you. Like, so I know I'm an amazing hair cutter. So if you're in the stage of your career where you're not an amazing hair cutter yet, there's hope for you, I promise. And you probably haven't messed with anyone's hair as badly as I did that poor lady.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
As a salon owner, I know exactly how important systems are within our business, and I feel like I talk about this all the time, but one of the most important systems is our booking software. So for any one of my amazing listeners who is frustrated with their system or is looking to make a switch, I wanted to mention Ovato. We have been using this system in our business for the last few years, and honestly, it was the only system that checked off the most boxes for what we needed out of booking software. From email text automations, taking deposits to reduce no-shows, customizable features, and a payroll system, it made things so much easier. So make sure to click the link in the show notes that will take you directly to Ovato and give you a 30-day free trial so you can play around with it. It was super easy to make the switch, and it has taken a load off of tasks off our plate. So again, click the link in the show notes to receive 30 days free with Ovato. Welcome, Blake Reed Evans, to the podcast. What is your secrets revealed?
Okay, so I'll paint a picture for you. I was an associate in the salon, and our salon at the time, we were doing so many cool events. And one of the really cool events that I actually want to bring back is a headshot night. So for professionals who need headshots, we brought in a photographer and we did their makeup and their hair. However, this is, and mind you, 13 years ago, it was priced at $99. And basically, that entire $99 went to the photographer to pay for the photos. The hair and makeup were free. The appeal to me as an associate is I'll be paid my hourly wage, of course, but then the person getting their hair and makeup done, you could take that as a chance to like upgrade to other services. And I was doing this woman's hair for free. And she was being so nasty. I could not get over myself with how nasty she was being. So I was doing her hair and like nothing was right, not even like a section in the back right of her head. And so I'm trying to get it right. And she's being so nasty. And I'm not a very emotional person. And I start crying. And I literally just put my flat iron down. I go to the back room and I'm crying. And I am, because I was so frustrated with the situation. And mind you, I'm like not a crier at all. So then my manager at the time was like, just get back out there and go do it. Well, so I go to do it and she goes, did you suck it up yet? And I was like, oh my God, I'm doing it. And she goes, you're doing this wrong. And the flat iron goes and burns right into her forehead. And she screams so loud and I'm mortified. She goes, you burn me. And I just looked at her, and this is probably where my backbone started to grow. And I was like, why did you move your forehead when I was that close to your forehead? Mind you, she had a fringe. And she goes, you effed up my photos now. And I was like, the makeup artist will take care of it. I put the flat iron down. I went to the back and I was like, you can effing finish her hair. I'm done. And to this day, I've never, even with as a platform artist, the mean models we've had to deal with in the past, like no one has ever been that directly mean in my entire career. I think it's one of two times I've cried because of doing someone's hair. And yeah, it was, you know, karma works quick, doesn't it? I had so many of my coworkers be like, did you do it on purpose? And I was like, no, I promise I didn't do it on purpose. But wow, karma really took care of that situation really quickly. And I hope that her headshot came out horrible because she deserves it.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
That was a really horrible experience. I should have stopped doing her hair after probably like the third or fourth section because she was so rude. But yeah, that probably is the day my backbone started to grow. Now I don't deal with anything. If someone's mean at all, I was like, I don't have to do your hair. People are like, what?
I love that. Oh my gosh.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and don't you worry, we have plenty of more stories coming your way, so make sure to stay tuned and wait for those episodes to come up. In the meantime, if you have any stories that you wanted to share, send me a DM on Instagram at hairbysamlacoste, and we'll have a good laugh, and I can share these stories, add them to the vault of our secrets revealed. So in the meantime, I hope you have a great rest of the week. Stay tuned, stay awesome, and we will see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of The Secret Life of a Hairstylist. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love, love, love if you could share with your friends, post it to your stories, leave a review, and most importantly, subscribe to this podcast. The more you show up, the more it gets out to hairstylists just like you. I hope this episode left you feeling inspired and wanting to jump back behind the chair. So I hope you have a great rest of the week, and we will see you on the next episode.